Well, the kids went back to school this week, and the big kids go back to school in Canberra next week as well. Let's face it, they do sometimes carry on like a bunch of school kids. But of course, I exclude our elected representative, Lisa Chesters, from that broad generalisation. Lisa, good morning to you. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. And, you know, thank you for excluding me from the big kid analogy. But I do have to agree that sometimes it does get a little bit hectic in Canberra, particularly during question time.
Actually, somebody mentioned the other day that they went to question time and they said that they could hear all the things that the microphones don't pick up when you have people in the background. They said it was a whole new world. It was terrific.
Yeah, some people do enjoy it, but I get quite embarrassed, particularly if we have school kids that are there.
Yeah.
Not the best display of appropriate behaviour. And I really feel for the teachers because, you know, if your politicians behave that way, why do you have to sit still in class? So I think there's still some work to do this year on parliamentary behaviour.
Well, let's talk about this year. I mean, last year, I guess, and I'm not going to use any of the cliches, but it would be fair to say you would really not expect to perhaps experience a year like we had last year. So the crystal ball gazing, how do you see 2021?
Well, we're still not through the pandemic. And I think that that's the first thing we all need to acknowledge. And one of the things that I'm hoping that the government acknowledges is that we've still got a lot of work to do to help businesses, particularly those that aren't back to capacity, like our entertainment sector, our arts sector, our travel sector, our tourism sector, they still need government support. So we can't declare mission accomplished. 2020 may be over, but the crisis is not. So, you know, I'm really hoping that the government will extend JobKeeper to those sectors that are still affected by the restrictions associated with the COVID pandemic. But I'm also hoping that they really get on with a big building agenda, that, you know, they've got a plan to help us, you know, get through this recession and recovery quicker by investing locally.
Yeah. With your involvement too on the planning side of coming out of the pandemic, I guess what Labor will be doing generally is keeping the pressure on, or trying to keep the pressure on as much as possible. But it is tough, isn't it? And there's still a lot of people that are hurting out there.
It is. And we're not due for a federal election for at least 12 months. So this is really about, you know, Scott Morrison and the Treasurer stepping up and sort of continuing to provide the support that's needed. Just talking to local travel agents, like how gutted they were to know that our international borders would be closed for 2021. They know it's the right thing to do to keep all of us safe from the virus, but they're seeing their livelihoods and businesses disappear. We should be helping them out. Like, we should be extending JobKeeper. We should be having specific packages to help these businesses through, because it's no fault of their own.
No. And, you know, I saw a story just the other day too, and have read a couple in relation to people like airline pilots who are now bus drivers. And, you know, nothing wrong with being a bus driver, but, you know, having to change their whole direction in life because of the pandemic, you know.
And also to the impact on their household income, like because of the nature of, you know, bargaining and the nature of industries, there's a huge pay disparity between what an air pilot gets paid and what a bus driver gets paid. So those families will be hurting. They won't be spending locally. You know, our welfare agencies talk about the financial cliff we're going to hit in March as people have to start paying their mortgages, start paying their rent and the support ones. So I'm really hoping that when we get back to Canberra next week, that the government's got a plan for the people who haven't been as fortunate, who are still affected and are going to struggle going forward. Not all of us, but there are some in our community that really are still on struggle street through no fault of their own.
Yeah, indeed. So overall, do you reckon the electoral term will go the full term, or do you reckon there'll be an early election?
Look, my gut's a bit opposite to most. I reckon Scott Morrison, it's his call, it's his decision. He will go full term. You know, probably an election, you know, February, March next year, before the budget. He's a bit of an, you know, he's a bit of a traditionalist that way. Look, he might go early. We'll be ready whatever happens. But, you know, Gary, that's still 12 months away or 8 months away. He's still got a lot of work to do between now and then. And that's part of my job, is to make sure that I'm getting every dollar I can for our local community between now and then.
Yeah. And finally, Albo, is he okay?
Look, he is. You know, all my talk with the colleagues is, you know, how do we hold this government to account? All my talk with colleagues is about policy.
Yeah.
I think you'll find the real story about Mark Butler is he was our shadow for climate change and energy. But prior to that, he was our aged care minister when we were last in government. So he's incredibly passionate about the sector. There's a lot of work and reform we need to do in the sector.
Yeah.
And the government, again, quite frankly, is letting older Australians down.
Yeah. Hey, Lisa, always good to chat. Good luck heading back there next week. As I always say to you, give us a wave at your requested time. And that's my best afternoon entertainment when I get home, is curl up on the couch and watch Question Time. So look forward to chatting through you to you throughout the year.
Yeah, and look, you know, everyone stay safe today. I'm outside. Apologies if the rain can be heard in this interview. But it is wet out there. People just need to remember to stay safe on the roads. Don't drive through floodwaters. We welcome the rain, but maybe not as much as we're going to get today.
No, that's it. All right, and finally, too, of course, baby number two, you're in the final trimester now. All going well?
All going very well. We are so lucky to have such a fabulous team at Bendigo Health. I feel very lucky to have such good support, but so far so good.
Lovely stuff. Lisa, thanks very much. Talk soon.
Good to catch up, Robbo.